Hello and welcome to the Flex Podcast with me, Anna Martin. My foot just squeaked on the bench as I sat down. That wasn't any of my body parts. I'd just like to highlight in case you heard that. Okay, we're going to talk now about why, if you're trying to lose weight, why it might not be happening for you. And before we talk about that, I would like to caveat this with, if you are fit and healthy and you can move and do all the things that you want to do and your life is not limited because of your body weight, then this is something that potentially you don't need to worry about as much as you think you do. So a lot of us have grown up, you know, in the 90s and noughties, and basically anyone who wasn't a size 8 was told that they were fat. So we lived through that whole watching the Spice Girls, for example, be torn apart, Jessica Simpson. We lived through all of that time where the models were very, very super slim, and anyone who wasn't was kind of vilified. So we've lived through different times, which might affect how we think about our body and what it looks like. And therefore, we may have a tendency to be harsher on ourselves than may be necessary. So I think that that is something to always have in your mind, that potentially the way you feel about yourself is because you have been conditioned to feel like that, not because it's necessarily something that you think or feel deep down. So we all have this. I just realised I wanted to check that I took my pill. Yes, I did. Don't need that, do we, everyone? Okay, back to the topic. So we have these kind of thoughts in our heads sometimes that are not ones that we have necessarily intended to put there. So have a little ponder about that whilst we discuss this stuff, because I'm going to literally talk to you about the logistics of why it won't be happening, but I'm not going to deal very much with the emotions and stuff around it apart from in this section, because I think it's really important that you hold this in your mind the whole time that you listen to this, and also in general life, because I work with a lot of people who predominantly come to me because they want to lose weight. And that is absolutely valid, and it's fine for us to want to change our body weight, should we so wish. That is our decision, as long as we're trying to do it for health reasons and so on. Now, whilst that is valid, it's also important at the same time to start to fall in the body that you're in, fall in love with the body that you are in. So we all have different makeups and genetics. We all have different appearances, and how one person's body looks at a certain weight is not how somebody else's would look. So we need to be able to understand that we all look very different, regardless of how much we weigh. We store fat differently. Our muscles are different. Even when they're big and muscly, they're very different from someone else's. Our limb lengths are different. Our muscle bellies form in different places. Some of us hold more fat around our middle and our top of our legs. Like, we are all very different beings in how we look aesthetically as well as how we perform. There is not one shape or size that is better than another. And we have to start to think about what it is that our body can do and how we're showing up for ourselves to look after that body. Now, I'm not for a minute saying that weight loss isn't a valid goal, and I work with my clients to help them achieve that. But sometimes we can be a little bit too hard on ourselves when we are looking to lose weight, because we are overemphasizing how important that is to us. Whether it's because we think aesthetically we look better if when we've lost weight, or maybe we think to ourselves that somehow we are healthier if we've lost weight. That is true in some situations, but it's not true in all. We're not all healthier because we've lost weight. For quite a lot of people, it doesn't really make a ton of difference, especially for women. Obviously, if your weight is impacting your health or your ability to move or do the things you want to do, obviously that is very different. But for a lot of people who come to me, it's literally they're doing all of the things they want to do. They're very strong. They're, you know, they're able to do all their cardio workouts. They're, you know, they're running around after their family. They're running up mountains. They're doing this stuff. But they're just annoyed because they don't look like they did when they were 20. And we need to, we can obviously do something to work on that. But at the same time, we do need to accept that we're no longer 20. Neither's our job. We have different jobs. We have more sedentary jobs, all that kind of stuff. So we just need to bear in mind to be a little bit kinder to ourselves and to maybe think about what other things might be important to us. Anyway, I've waffled on about that for enough. So first and foremost, let's quickly talk about being a girl, your period, and the bloating that can come around your hormonal cycle. It's not something to be sniffed at. So one thing I do discuss with my clients quite frequently is if their body weight is important to them, I ask them to make sure that they track it around their hormone cycle as well. Because what people have a tendency to do is weigh 1 week and then be like, oh, I put on all this weight. I'm not going to weigh again for 2 weeks. So I need to get rid of it. I'm like, that's literally the bloating around your period. That will have gone 5 days after. But once you track it and you see the pattern and then you watch it again the next month, you're like, oh, that's completely natural for me. I put five pounds on in a week and lost it again immediately because I was so bloated around my period. And this is something it's not always weighing and being, knowing how our body is not always a bad thing. Sometimes it's really enlightening and really freeing. Because now, if I'm ever bloated now, like 20 years ago, I'd be like, oh, I'm probably bloated because of my period, but probably I just need to go on a diet. And it's very hard on myself. But now I'm like, oh, I'm bloated. Oh, never mind. It'll be gone in a few days. I don't even give it a second thought. I just think, God, my period's coming. Good old body. Well done. It doesn't cross my mind anymore. And having that knowledge of how my body's working and what's happening to it is very freeing. So I think in some contexts, being aware of the changes that happen in your body can actually be really helpful to you. We also might be putting muscle on, especially if we're lifting lots of weights. When we first start training, it can be quite an anabolic time for us in that we're putting on quite a lot of muscle because it's new stimulus. So whilst you might be looking in the mirror thinking, but I look so much more toned, my weight is only reducing a small amount, it's not working, it is working. Patience is required, of course, but also things are working, but you're clearly putting on muscle because you clearly see it more, and your body fat is obviously reducing because you can visibly see the muscle more and your weight's changing. So we need to actually try to look at things as a whole picture, because again, what I experience quite a lot with people is I'd be like, I mean, I look completely different, but my scale weight hasn't changed that much. And I really, really, really need to drop this whatever insert amount of weight. It's like, well, actually, you've literally just told me your body is doing exactly what you wanted it to. You told me you wanted to get stronger. You told me that you wanted to look more toned. You told me that you wanted to lose some inches around your waist, whatever it was. That is literally all happening, but the only thing you're fixating on is your weight. So we need to get a bit of perspective with that as well sometimes, because it's not always as cut and dried as literally just a scale weight. We, as a PT, we use lots of different tools in order to ensure that our clients are moving towards the goal that they've set. Also, in that frame, people like me and probably many other personal trainers, I do want you to lose weight if that is what the goal that you've set. I want to help you achieve your goals. But alongside that, I also want you to feel muscular, strong, and I don't mean a bodybuilder. I want you to feel good, to move better. I want you to have more energy. These things are much more important to me, to work alongside the goals that you've got. And that's what eventually most people kind of find in their heads, that their ability to pick up weights is way more exciting to them than whether they got off that last kilo, which actually they look completely different now because they're lifting weights anyway. Okay, so we're going to talk about the flip side of this, where there might be things that potentially someone's doing during their journey for weight loss that is undermining their efforts. So for example, you're training 2 or 3 times a week and you're doing it every single week. You're training quite hard, you're getting stronger, but at the same time, you're not supporting yourself with a healthy diet. We can't out-train what we're doing, and actually, we're probably not quite getting all of the benefits from the training that we could be if we're not eating like a diet that is at least trying to move us forward. So if you're not hitting like your protein, you're probably, if you're not eating your fruit and veg, maybe you're not drinking enough water, you're not getting enough fiber, we're probably not going to reap quite as many benefits from the training as if we were like just doing the training and doing the training with all of the dietary stuff as well. Fiber, for example, helps with your digestion. It can also help you like monitor? What's the word I'm looking for? Regulate, there we go. Regulate things like your blood sugar, the nutrients in your fruit and vegetables. Many of those will contribute to your energy levels and your ability to continue with your workout, for example, to have that energy to do it. Your protein intake, obviously we need that to build the muscle. What's the point in lifting if we're not getting any results from it? We're not getting stronger, we're not putting any muscle on, we're not appearing more toned or whatever it is. So we want to make sure that we're at least getting the basics covered. Then we're looking at, for people who want to lose weight, we're looking at putting them in a 10% deficit to start with. So for someone who's maintenance calories, so the amount of calories that they need to stay exactly where they are. For your average woman who's about my height, 5'7", that's probably about 2,000 calories a day. So to put that woman in a 10% deficit, start somewhere around 1,800 and then go from there. Now, as you can imagine, 1,800 calories a day, that deficit's only 200 calories. That deficit isn't particularly big. It's 200 calories. So if she then decided to eat an extra snack, she's now no longer in a deficit. So some of the time, it might be that we are slightly underreporting what we're eating, but because our deficit isn't huge, it's enough to eat up that deficit. So now we're just staying the same. The quality of the food we're eating might be better, we might be stronger, we might be feeling better, but mathematically, we are still looking after ourselves because we're eating way better, but we're not perhaps in the deficit that we think we are, because we are underreporting in some way. So that can work as well. If you might think, oh, I'm being super good all week, like I'm eating way under my calorie intake, I'm hitting all my protein and my fruit and veggies though, like this is going really well. But at the weekend, I am out. You, especially if you're not super tall or your calorie requirements aren't super high, you can smash through that deficit pretty quickly if you're having an astonishingly wonderful weekend. So it's just about how we can adjust that to fit in around your weekend. For example, if you're looking at like 200 calories a pint, for example, and your deficit per day is 200, that's 7 pints. And I think pints actually have more calories than that. Let's call it 6 pints. Now, I don't know about you, but I can definitely do 6 pints. So like that would easily be a deficit, just eaten up, right, by me getting shit-faced on a Saturday. So we just need to have in our mind that actually sometimes we might need to manipulate things a bit more and also potentially look at how much we're moving. So whilst we're not going to get into a thing where we're trying to burn calories from our workout, because you just can't add that up. It's not accurate. Most of watches are full of shit anyway. But one thing we do need to do, one for our health and two for our overall movement, overall calorie burn across the day, is to move our body. If you are still all day and then you do one class in the evening, that isn't enough movement. We need to try to move a little bit more. If we can consistently move, like just by going for little walks, moving around the office, doing housework, natural movement is going to help benefit you a lot more than going to a class twice a week and then sitting still all the rest of the time. Yes, we want to do the class because we need cardiovascular health, but we do need to make sure we're moving all the way through the rest of the day. Like, I know you have jobs to do, so do I, get it, but we're going to have to be like, I am taking 15 minutes of my lunch to walk around the block because I just need to get 3,000 steps in. Whatever it is, we can do it. You've got my Stride It Out workout, it's in Flex, to get your steps up when it's raining at home. this is the something that can really help in terms of just giving you that little bit more wiggle room in terms of the food that you're eating versus your output. Knowing what you eat is important. And I say this for most people because even if we're not trying to lose weight, we do need to be aware of what it is that we're putting in our body. And I find that for me anyway, this happens with things that for me are harder to eyeball. So things like oats, pasta, rice. Actually for me, cheese, and I'm way better at eyeballing that now. I need to weigh rice. It doesn't matter how old I am. I wouldn't have a clue what a portion was. When I go to pour pasta, I weigh it every time because I will still cook 150 grams of raw pasta for me, which is two people's worth, and then wonder why there's so much at the end that I can't finish it. Also, gluten-free pasta does not like do that well the next day. Like, is that right? But you don't really want to have too much left. So for me, that is the thing that I weigh. I don't weigh my veggies. I don't weigh my piece of salmon that's coming out of a packet. Like, that's pretty obvious. But I do weigh things like that that you have to pour and that can go a bit awry. Likewise with cereals. For some people, they're like, yeah, but I only have a bowl of cereal. But then when they tell me what their cereal is, it's granola, and they're filling it from the bottom to the top of the bowl, which is about four portions. Some of our frustrations might be around things that we are just unaware that we're over underreporting. And that we're over kind of pouring out. Things that you can do to fill up on things like fruit and veggies and making sure that you get enough fiber. We want to make sure that you've got bulk on your plate, different textures and stuff like that, so that you're still feeling like you've got stuff to eat. For some people as well, they feel fuller and therefore better when they've eaten more food. And you can do something about that by adding more fruit and veggies on your plate and making sure that you've got your protein in there so that you feel full enough. Some people, me included, if I eat a small amount, I don't feel like my hunger signals are turned off. I'm like, that was a lovely snack, but where is the rest of it? So for me, mentally, it works better to have a decent plate of food so I feel full and my body's like, you are full, you must stop now, and then I can carry on and get on with the rest of my day. For some other people, that doesn't work like that. And you might be better off having smaller portions, but for a lot of people, it makes more sense to have like a decent chunk of food. And you can do that by making sure that you're allocating your calories out across the day, and also by making sure that you're filling yourself up with that fruit and veg intake. I'd say plan your food. That's my fourth point, or whatever point I'm on. Plan your food before you have it. I know it's fun to wing it, but you are never gonna just magically make it happen. You do have to put a bit of work in. Unfortunately for us, nutrition, our nutrition in this country and in most of the world, and especially in the Western world, has gone awry. For some reason, we kind of think that we deserve to have food out all the time. We deserve to be able to eat whatever we want. We deserve to be able to go to McDonald's. We deserve a nice meal from M&S. They're literally selling us stuff that we need or don't need to look after our body. That is, we are literally, but we see it as like this thing that I am owed this wonderful meal almost. So like, I must have it. And actually, we need to think about what does our body actually need. It needs protein, it needs fruit and veggies. Most of us need a source of carbohydrate. It needs to taste good enough for us to want to eat it. Does it need to taste restaurant style quality every time? No. Is one of the reasons why you're addicted to Uber Eats and whatever there, because you constantly need something that tastes like it comes from a restaurant because you've forgotten what it tastes like to make your own food. People have never, ever had this much food choice. There is no wonder it is tricky for us to maintain healthy weights these days, because the majority of the portions that you will get from somewhere come in at around 1,000 calories. These are based on men's main meal sizes, and you're not a man, probably not a man if you're listening to this. Your calorie intake, your caloric needs are lower. And the food industry is saying, here you go, this is a plate of food. It is a play of food, but once you're, if you're on trying to eat like underneath the calories that you need, 1,000 calories on 1,600 calories a day, which could be a feasible amount for a short woman, that is, look how little that's left you for your other two meals. No wonder it is tricky to balance, which is one of the reasons why I want us to take control of our food a little bit more, plan it in. Because once you're, do you know what? The other day I thought, do you know what? I'm going to try the gluten-free pork pie from M&S because I've not had one yet. I really wanted one. I bought it. I didn't check it. It was 500 calories in this pork pie. It's tiny. Wasn't enough for my lunch. It was just, you know, it was tasty. Do not get me wrong. It was one of the sexiest things I've had in ages. I haven't had pastry for a very long time. But it was a reminder to me that this is lovely and I'm definitely going to have another one. But it's not going to be something that I grab from the garage on a Wednesday because I'm peckish. Because Snick got nearly as many calories as an entire meal in for something that I would see as part of a meal or a snack. So we just need to be aware a little bit of what we're eating and give ourselves the ability to plan ahead so we know roughly what's coming. We also might need to think about, it can get quite waffly out there with all the information, but whatever age you are, whether you are 20, 50 or 60, 70, 80, the same shit matters. You must move your body and do stuff with it. Obviously, it might change depending what part of your life, and you're probably not going to move in exactly the same way you did when you weren't pregnant versus when you are. You know, we'll go through different stages of life. We need to move. We need to keep our steps up. We need to lift some weights. We need to eat some protein. We need to be cardiovascularly fit. These are stuff we need to do. We need to get that protein in. We need to eat fruit and veg. It can sometimes just feel like those things aren't working, and they are working to look after us, but sometimes we're not doing them consistently, or we're not doing them for long enough, or if we're trying to lose weight, we're also not trying to be in a deficit at the same time. And I get and I understand that people don't want to track their food all the time, and that is triggering for some people, but I still track my food. I track my food Monday to Friday. I've been doing this for 15 years, and I do that because I can really go, and I'll tell you that for free. I can handle quite a lot of food. I love eating, and I can really have a nice time of a Saturday night once I get in the pub. So for me, I make sure that Monday to Friday, my food is virtually impeccable because I need to make sure that I don't feel like a bag of shit from not having eaten the right stuff. So I eat as much good stuff as I can. My protein's on point. My fruit and veg is on point. Drink loads of water. I don't try not to drink in the week unless it's like a birthday or whatever, which is so rare. I try not to do mad stuff Monday to Friday. And then when I'm a dick and go out and have 5 pints and a curry on a Saturday, I don't feel as stressed about it because I know that my body's got in it what it needs during the week. And that's part of it. If I wanted to lose some weight, I would need to rein my Saturday in a bit because I can really smash it in, I have to be honest. And sometimes we might need to kind of look at ourselves and look at things that we take for granted as a normal habit that might be undoing our good work. So it's sometimes things that you might not even think about that, and like a rigidity in you that has come to learn that that is exactly how life should be. And it isn't always the case. And I'm trying to think of an example. Yeah, I'm going to think of an example. So I really like snacking. I just like grazing all day. I'm having some problems with my digestion at the moment. I'm very bloated and I'm not feeling the best I've ever felt. And one thing has been recommended to me is not to snack. Now, I could be rigid about it and I could be like, oh yeah, but I just like to snack, so I will. Or I could be like, let's just crack the fuck on, not snack, grow a pair and commit to this for a couple of weeks, see if I feel better. Now, what are the options? I could be rigid and I can stick to my guns and I always have a snack at 10:30, or I could just get on with it and allow my insides that little extra time to digest the food, see if it makes any difference. So sometimes we need to question what it is that we have in our heads about our habits, our way of life, or the way that we live. Like if you are, I must have every Saturday, I go out for afternoon tea every Saturday. Well, I think we all know that once you've had afternoon tea, there aren't very many spaces left in your body. Now, if you're doing that every single Saturday, that might be the only thing you're doing. If so, work it out. You can do the maths and you can work it out. But if you're also going out Friday and Sunday to do something, or it's like takeaway Friday night, afternoon tea Saturday, and then 6 pints Sunday, something has to give, because no one can fit that amount of food in. Like, it's lovely to think that everyone else eats exactly what they want all the time. But most people have just become accustomed to eating pretty well, so that then they're able to have flexibility at the times when you see them or you hear about the things they're doing. Like, if I told you, I literally eat the same thing. So this week, because I'm trying, I can't have any chocolate. I can't have chocolate chops in my breakfast because I'm doing this diet thing. It's for my insides. And I can't have dry fruit. So I'm having eggs, spinach, tomatoes and gluten-free bread for my breakfast toast. Then I'm having a low-fodmap meal, microwave meal for my lunch, which is, they're actually fantastic. And then I'm either having stir-fry, salmon and vegetables, salmon and rice and vegetables, white fish and vegetables and some form of carbohydrate. Like, my food is not as exciting as probably people think it's going to be. And I think you'll find that with a lot of people, we only talk about the really fun stuff or the most wonderful thing that we did. No one tells you boring stuff, otherwise why the fuck would you want to listen to it? That's the thing, where everyone tells you, oh, I went out and I had this lovely dinner, or I tried this cafe, you must go. And so then we have in our head that all this wonderful shit's happening to everyone else and we're just doing this boring thing. But actually, most people are eating boring food on a day-to-day basis. I'm not saying boring. I love the food that I eat. But I'm not definitely, I certainly can't afford to. And I don't really want to go out for dinner every day because I like the food that I'm eating and I like how my body feels mostly, not at the moment, obviously with the bloating. But most of the time, I love how my body feels. I feel energetic. My workouts feel great. I don't like having a hangover in the week when I'm trying to work. I don't really get them anymore anyway, but you know what I'm trying to say. Let's revisit some of the habits that we might have formed over an entire lifestyle and question them. And I'm not telling you they're wrong, but I'm telling you that sometimes we might have to question things that we take for granted because they're not currently helping us to achieve our goal, whatever that might be, whether it's strength-related, weight loss, whatever. So all in all, one, first and foremost, work, if the weight loss is really a priority, especially for health, I am not telling you not to focus on it. You must focus on it. I do absolutely get that. And I'm always here to support you on that way. But if the weight loss isn't 100% about health, and sometimes it's more for aesthetics or because you think you should, yes, by all means, crack on with it if it's like a healthy choice for you. But we also need to look at the other things and factors that come into this. Being strong, being mobile, being able to do the stuff that you want, being a strong old lady. There's so many things that come into this and we just need to have that little kind of reality check sometimes about how we maybe want to look at weight loss, how maybe we need to shift our vision a little bit. Shift the way that we look at things. And instead of always fundamentally thinking, I must always weigh less, I must always weigh less, maybe it's time to start thinking, I would like to move better. I would like to be stronger. I would like to be able to jump into a tug of war and be an absolute animal at it. I would like to sleep better. I would like to look after myself better. There's so many other factors that come into this that sometimes we can overlook because it's been programmed into us that we must lose weight and weighing less is better. But actually there are many other factors that make us fit and healthy. So sometimes we need to kind of broaden those horizons a little bit. Anyway, hopefully that's enough information, hopefully helped a little bit. If you ever need any help with your health and fitness or you'd love to join my Flex program, do pop over to annamindfitness.co.uk. Join me on social media, always happy to answer your questions. Have a fabulous day and I'll speak to you soon.